All right. Thank you so much for returning from the break, and we'll go ahead and get started.
That's 5 minutes.
Okay, welcome back to part two, revenue generating activities. We're off break time. We're on part two. Okay, so what we're going to do for this part, I'm going to hand over to Jorge on my right, is we're going to talk about some specific examples ripped from the headlines, things his foundation has been doing to give you a sense, and then we're going to talk about some of the issues that come up in these types of investments. So with that, I hand you the clicker.
Thank you.
See if the clicker works from here.
Let's see. Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Fantastic. All right,
I'm going to have to do both because I can't see the actual slide from it. But so I'll start off with an example that MacArthur is involved in. It's called Benefit Chicago. That's sort of the brand name. You'll look through this slide. That's the only part that says Benefit Chicago because it's not an entity. It's sort of a concept because it is focused on work in Chicago. And if anything sounds off in the structure or you think that doesn't sound quite right, the architect of all of this is sitting right there named Josh Mintz, and I just work for him. So I'm going to explain what Josh did, and you know, if you have any issues, let him know. So this is a collaboration between the MacArthur Foundation, Chicago Community Trust, and Calvert Impact Capital, which is also a C3 public charity. And so the idea was to raise $100 million in catalytic capital for nonprofits and social enterprises, again, in Chicago. That's why the Benefit Chicago, it's very, you know, catchy. That's what we use, but it is confusing. And you know, there's no, again, no real Benefit Chicago other than conceptually. The structure is that MacArthur formed a single member LLC known as ARC Chicago. MacArthur made a $50 million equity commitment to ARC. Calvert provides up to $50 million as a loan to ARC, and it raises its capital from the sale of fixed income notes to sort of a range of investors, but really it's to the Chicago Community Trust. And that takes the form of some investment from the trust's sort of general endowment, and also making it marketable to their donor-advised funds. So donors can advise investments or purchasing the note as an investment. And so this next slide is a sort of flow chart, and I'll explain a little bit because, something went on there. It looks better on my slide here. But here's sort of the capital flow. I'll let our impact colleagues know, Josh, that this slide didn't come out the way they brilliantly did it here. But
It looks really nice here.
And I'm sure in the slides that you all get, it'll look great. So MacArthur, $50 million to ARC LLC, ARC Chicago LLC, that's the equity commitment. We have the Chicago Community Trust, which put $15 million from their sort of general endowment, again, purchasing Calvert notes. And this says other investors, which can be a little misleading because really that's the DAF. Those are the DAF investors. But again, we all know it's sponsored by the trust, so really it's an investment from the trust. Calvert goes out, sells his notes. It's a loan back to ARC LLC. There's ARC or MacArthur staff that works on underwriting some of the deals. And then ARC LLC has a board of directors, again, chair of the board of ARC is sitting right there if there's any issues. And ARC then goes out and underwrites loans, some equity investments, direct businesses, again, all in Chicago, all for various purposes. As David mentioned, economic development, there's some climate borrowers, there's new market tax deals, there's participations with CDFIs. So there's a lot going on at ARC, again, through this capital flow that seems like it's pulling from various actors, and it is, but it's all through different sort of equity loan and not pictured here, and we'll have to talk to, again, our impact colleagues, is a guarantee from ARC back to Calvert. So we guarantee up to $15 million of the notes. So, we reduce the risk on Calvert. Again, MacArthur treats this as sort of a PRI. The equity investment is PRI. And also, we look at everything that ARC does, and we essentially make PRIs out of ARC. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Don.
Hey, so one of the things that struck me and really always strikes me when we're talking to clients about who want to structure the investments or activities in this way is that the goal for MacArthur here seems to be, if you look at this picture, one goal is they want to be the only equity investor in this LLC.